Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio Podcast. Sponsored today, Omega Processing Solutions. We are recording this on October the 13th, 2016, which means that in 36 days, yes, 36 days, Black Friday is here. Friday, November the 18th. And it's really never too early to start planning for the holiday season, especially if you're a small business owner. In 2015, that marked the ninth straight year that gift cards were the most requested gift item. Are you missing out on those sales opportunities by not having an established gift card program? Small business owners, listen up. With only 36 days until Black Friday, now is the time to stop preparing for upcoming holiday shopping season. Omega Processing offers customized gift card and loyalty programs built for your business. Plus, with Omega Processing's gift and loyalty program, you can order professionally designed accessories that looks just like anything that you have in your business. Put your logo on it, such as envelopes, display stands, card holders, window clings, anything like that. So Omega Processing's easy-to-use gift card and rewards program can help make your holiday shopping season brighter. Contact them. Customer service, 866-888-9724, 866-888-9724, that's extension 7. And just ask for more information on getting your program up and rolling before the holiday crunch begins. Let's go! So today on the show, what I want to do is kind of break it down for you. We've had two debates for Fort Thomas City Council over the last 2 weeks. Recently, we hosted one with the Fort Thomas Business Association. I moderated that at the Midway Cafe. That was on Tuesday, October 11th. So we should have that recap up on FortThomasMatters.com today. But what I want to do is kind of take a break from the political stuff. I do want to talk to our Fort Thomas City Council people one more time, but I want to remove politics from the equation. And I'm going to do a series of quick interviews, 2-minute interviews with each of the candidates. Hopefully, this will work out today. So we're going to try to record them all today. We'll do some phone conversations with all of them. Like I said, it'll be 2 minutes. I'll ask them non-political questions, and hopefully it'll be a fun kind of way to break up the political season. I know we're kind of dragging through now. Everybody's kind of sick of the signs. They're everywhere. You're probably sick of the rhetoric that you're seeing on social media and every time you turn on the TV or read the newspaper, if people still read newspapers. But we're going to get right into it right now. So I'm going to call the city council people and hopefully, don't know who's going to pick up, but hopefully they do. And we will have those directly. Stay tuned. So we have John Slaughter on the phone right now. John is a first time, he's seeking his first time on council. And we're going to set the clock for 2 minutes. John, are you ready?
I'm ready, Mark.
All right, here we go. 2 minutes on the clock. If you had to choose to live without one of your five senses, which would you give up?
I would say sense of taste.
Okay, taste. If you could live in a book, TV show, or movie, what would it be?
I would say Survivor.
If you could get away with a crime, would you? And if yes, what would it be?
No.
Okay, that's probably a safe answer right now.
Yes, it is.
What animal best represents you and why?
I would say probably a tiger, kind of a hunter.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself on Fort Thomas City Council, living right here in Fort Thomas, Kentucky.
What do you define as a family?
Well, the family unit, mother, father, children.
If you could live forever, how would you spend eternity?
Probably mowing my lawn, sailing my boat, and detailing my cars.
How would you spend $1 billion?
I'd probably invest the majority of it for my kids and my future grandchildren.
Why did you choose your profession?
It suits my personality.
In what ways do you hold yourself back?
I'd say I hold myself back on kind of splurging. I guess I'm kind of conservative that way.
All right, John Slaughter, rapid fire, 2 minutes. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, Mark. Thank you.
So now we have Ken Bowman on the line. Ken is seeking his third, is that right? Third term, Ken?
That is correct. Yeah, third term.
All right, so we got 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. If you could take only 3 items with you on a deserted island, what would they be?
Wow. I wish I knew that was coming. And not people, items.
Items.
Items. I guess I would have to have a means to start fire, so a lighter, a water purifier, purely, you know, we're talking survival stuff for a deserted island. And then hope I can find Wi-Fi for my iPad.
What book has influenced you most?
Probably, I can't say it's influenced me greatly or anything, but Al Franken has several good ones out there. Lies, Liars, and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them. There's a few, but I can't say any have greatly influenced me.
What was your dream job growing up?
I started playing drums at the age of 12, and so, I mean, a dream would be to make a living doing that. You didn't say realistic dream, you just said dream job.
Just dream.
Up, so.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could master one skill you don't have right now, what would it be?
I guess self-censorship sometimes, diplomacy, however you want to put it. Sometimes I speak my mind a little too readily, so I guess that would be that.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
God. I suppose that might be telepathy, picking up on others' thoughts.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or to the future?
Probably to the past, I guess 70s.
All right, that's 2 minutes. We got through pretty easily. Thanks, Ken.
That was it?
I appreciate it, man.
All right.
So now we have John Muller. John is seeking his second term on city council. John, how are you? And thank you for being on the 2 minute drill.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, here we go. Minutes, timer set for 2 minutes. John, would you rather be a jack of many trades or a master of one?
Jack of many.
What makes you happiest?
Oh, I didn't hear you. What's that?
What makes you happiest?
Being with my family.
How would your best friends describe you?
Fun, thoughtful, dependable.
That's three good ones, yeah. What fad do you wish would come back?
Parachute pants.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Exercise more.
If you could change one event from history, what would it be?
The genocide and the Holocaust.
Who is your personal hero?
Too many to name. My dad.
What is your favorite album?
Right now, Sturgill Simpson, A Sailor's Guide to Earth.
We almost got him for Emergency Music, by the way. Moving on.
If
you could bring one fictional character to life, who would it be?
Probably Fletch, Erwin M. Fletcher.
All right. Chevy Chase. If you could choose your last words, what would they be?
Be good to each other.
If you could fight anyone in history, who would it be?
Genghis Khan.
And here's the buzzer. Beautiful. All right. Thank you, John Mahler. You're off the hot seat.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. So now we have Sam Shelton here in the For Thomas Matters podcast studio. Sam is seeking his first council term. Sam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How did you think the debate went the other night?
I think all the questions were fair hitting, and you did a really good job on putting it on.
I did not even tell him to say that, guys. So here we go. Let's set the clock for 2 minutes. You ready, Sam?
Yep.
What's the best concert you've ever been to?
I have never been to a concert except for the ones in Tower Park.
What single message would you send to an advanced alien species?
What's your language?
What's your favorite comedy movie?
My favorite comedy movie? I really don't have one, actually.
How would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
I would grab as many guns as I can and shoot at them.
If it were possible to colonize Mars in our lifetime, would you go?
No, I would not go because I would rather live in Fort Thomas and be city councilman.
Do you play a musical instrument?
I do not.
If you could, which one would you play?
I would want to play the piano because I think those are really classic.
Would you rather live in the city or the woods?
The woods. Definitely.
What teacher inspired you the most?
That would be Mr. Harnish.
What's your favorite holiday?
Halloween, by far.
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that makes you cry?
No, not really.
If you were on death row, what would your final meal be?
Be something really fancy. Maybe something from Pompilio's.
What's your fondest childhood memory?
My fondest childhood memory would probably be walking through the woods with my dad.
Which one of your friends would make the best U.S. president?
I don't know. They're all interesting, and maybe they haven't matured quite enough to be president.
If you could abolish one piece of modern technology, what would it be and why?
Text.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. That's it. 2 minutes. Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, so we've gotten through 4 council candidates, 2-minute drills, a quick word from Omega Processing Solutions. So if you go on omegap.com, there is a section right there called Newsroom Access. It's a lot of really, really good information that you as a small business owner or you as a consumer can use. For example, they've got a YouTube video on how to write the perfect password. Yahoo just announced that they had a breach of around 30 million email accounts. You had to change your password to do that. Quickly, 5 tips. Think length, not complexity. Keep it weird. Don't bunch up your special characters. Never double dip. Don't use your passwords in 2 different locations. And really just don't change them so often. Seems counterintuitive, but that's what our friends at Omega Processing are telling us. Again, you can find them at omegap.com. Now, let's get back to the candidates. So now I have Chuck Thompson on. Chuck was appointed in December of 2015. He's seeking his first elected term on Fort Thomas Council. Chuck, how are you?
I'm great today. How are you?
Good. So 2 minutes. Let me get that clock started. And here we go.
Okay.
Chuck, what is your favorite restaurant?
I like Rio Grande restaurant down in Newport Shopping Center.
If you could speak to anyone, to everyone in the world at the same time, what would you say?
To anyone and everyone in the world?
Yep.
I would say love conquers hate.
If you could use technology to do one thing, what would it be?
Probably eliminate world poverty.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Let's see. I hung upside down while parasailing and was dipped in the ocean, then picked back up.
If you could have dinner with any one person, living or dead, who would it be?
I'd have to say, I'd say the most interesting person would be Jesus Christ.
If you had 1 week to live, how would you live it?
Oh, man. I think I would cram in as much time as I could with my kids and my grandchildren and my wife.
If your house was burning and you could only save one item, what would it be?
It would probably be my, as far as material possessions, I guess it'd be my 58 Corvette.
Which 1900s era would you travel back to and why?
1900s. I'd like to go back and visit the 60s.
All right, last question. We're going to squeeze this one in. If you could have any answer, if you could have the answer to any question, what would it be?
Is there life on other planets?
All right, Chuck Thompson, that's your 2-minute drill. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, thanks.
So now we are transitioning to David Cameron. David is running for Fort Thomas City Council and seeking his first elected seat. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
And David is actually in the Fort Thomas Matters podcast studio right now. So we're going to get into 2 minutes, the 2-minute drill, and that is starting now. David, what was your favorite food when you were a child?
Tacos from school. School tacos, Friday.
What's the number one most played song on your iPod?
Oh, right now it's Itsy Bitsy Spider because I have a 14-month-old daughter.
What's one of your favorite quotes?
I think my favorite quote is, the world is run by those who show up, so I'll always show up.
What's your favorite outdoor activity?
Oh, running. I was in cross country, and I love to run, especially in Fort Thomas.
What chore do you absolutely hate to do?
Fold and laundry.
What's your favorite time of the day or week?
Yeah, for me, it's Friday morning, get my run in, beautiful time of the day.
What's your least favorite mode of transportation?
Least favorite mode? Probably a moped.
I think a lot of people say that, actually. If you could learn to do anything, what would it be?
Yeah, it would be learn Japanese fluently.
If you could meet anyone, living or dead, who would you meet?
I think Harry Truman.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would do?
Pay off my student loans.
If you knew the answer to any question besides what is the meaning of life, what would it be?
Is there an afterlife?
If you could be any fictional character, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's another good one. I'm going to go with Daniel Boone.
Two. Well, I want to ask this one. This alarm's about to go off, but I want to ask this one. Which celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Celebrity? Well, name-wise, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, former Prime Minister.
Does that get old for you?
No, I love it. It's great.
Come on. No, okay, physical appearance-wise.
Physical appearance-wise, I don't think I have any doppelgangers. I think I'm a unique person.
All right, David Cameron, thanks so much. So now we have Jeff Beazel. Jeff is seeking his second term on Fort Thomas City Council. Jeff, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, man. Here we go. Rapid fire. Wait, let me put my my timer on. 2 minutes. Here we go. What was the last great party that you've been to?
Last great party at Merchants and Music Festival.
What was the last movie or book that made you cry?
I have no idea. Cry laughing or crying?
Either.
Being upset. Maybe Step Brothers.
What did you do growing up that got you into trouble?
Let me rephrase that question. What did I not do growing up that got me in trouble?
All right, we'll leave it at that. What was the last amazing meal you had?
Oh boy, my wife is a pretty darn good cook. But if one had to stick out, I would say, I actually just had this conversation the other day. Lobster Eggs Benedict at the Ritz-Carlton in Half Moon Bay, California.
Nice. What do you miss most about being a kid?
Less responsibilities.
What was the first thing you bought with your own money?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
You don't remember?
Like big kid money?
Your first big purchase, let's say out of college.
House, car, typical.
All right. What's the best advice you've ever given or received? This is going to be your last question.
Best advice, give it, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
All right, pretty easy. Jeff Beazel, thank you so much. That's
thank
it.
Thank you.
So now we have Roger Peterman on the Fort Thomas Matters radio podcast line. Roger, you've been on council for 8 terms now, is that right?
That is correct.
Seeking your 9th. And here we go. We're gonna put you into the 2-minute drill. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 2 minutes has started. What is the most memorable thing that you can remember about your high school years?
Meeting my wife. We actually met in high school.
What drives you every day?
The opportunity to work with people to solve problems.
What's your favorite food?
I would say seafood.
Where do you want to retire?
Northern Kentucky.
What is your business goal this year?
To be able to satisfy all the clients. It's been a very busy year, a lot of stress.
What's the kindest thing anyone has ever done for you?
Boy, that's a tough one. A lot of kind things have been done to me. I would say that, you know, leaving out family, the thing I appreciate the most is people that have helped me with my education and career and faith journey.
How do you want to be remembered?
As a person that left things better than he found them.
Who do you admire?
I admire people that will do things that are completely in disregard of their own self-interest. So, and go against the grain. As far as a particular person that comes to mind, those are characteristics I think that feed, you know, fit a lot of people. But as far as historical figures, I'd say Lincoln.
Where do you like to vacation?
Different places, but recently we've been going up to Northern Michigan quite a bit.
What's your favorite Fort Thomas food or drink establishment?
Well, last night I ate at 15 North, and the morning before went to Fort Thomas Coffee. But in my neighborhood, I also like to go to the 915. Lots of good places in Fort Thomas.
All right, this is going to be the last question. So the buzzer is going to go off, but we're gonna sneak one more in there. You ready?
Okay.
All right. If you were invisible, where would you go? I ended it on a hard one, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would like to be a fly on the wall when people are having honest conversations about what to do in Washington.
All right, Roger Peterman, you're off the hot seat. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Good luck with this. Appreciate you getting people informed.
Thanks, Roger. I appreciate it.
All right, see you, Mark.
So finally, we have Councilwoman Lisa Kelly on the Fort Thomas Matters radio podcast line. Lisa is the second most tenured person on the ballot. She has been elected to 4 terms of council. She's seeking her 5th term. Lisa, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. So this is going to wrap up our 2-minute drill of questions that I hope that people will listen to this and, you know, learn a little bit more about our candidates. We've had 2 debates at this point. We've answered political questions. We've answered, you know, how they would run things on city council, which is great, but we have yet to answer, you know, what things that I think people do care about. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right. We're going
to
get in.
I get to know you, I think, on a personal level.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll bet you there's more than a handful of people that will say, I learned more about these candidates from this podcast than both of the debates, than all of the op-eds written on FortThomasMatters.com. And this is how they're going to base their vote, which, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote or how they should come up with their, you know, their 6 council people. But hey, some may find some value in this. So we're going to get started. You ready?
I am ready.
All right. 2 minutes on the clock. Ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
What's the last movie you went to go see?
It's been a very long time, maybe in a theater. I honestly can't remember. I believe it was Paranormal.
Paranormal? All right.
Yeah, I believe so.
What's the sweetest present you've ever received?
That is a tie. Usually between several things. It's always something sentimental that means something to me for my kids, typically. And they've done a handful of things, you know, that really makes me feel like they know who I am, what I want, what I appreciate. And mainly I look for things like with the time and effort that somebody puts into it. I think that means a lot more than the actual item.
What's the worst roommate you've ever had?
I have never had a roommate.
What subject did you like to study in school?
Psychology.
What TV show character are you most like?
Oh. Wow. There's a lot of them. I would say Lisa Simpson, maybe.
what's the most...
vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah. What's the most embarrassing moment? What's the most embarrassing moment you wish you could wipe from your history?
My most embarrassing moment?
Yep.
Walking in front of, we were at a Highlands game, tons of people everywhere, walking in front of the stadium part of the seats, and I just hit a different type of pavement, and my boots were slippery, and I went airborne and flipped down into the ground. Onto the ground in front of a boatload of people. That was rather embarrassing, and people came running over, and I just stood up and went, thanks, and walked on.
So. All right, 2 more. We're going to squeeze these in. What childhood activity do you wish you could still do now?
outside, you know, in nature and just exploring and learning and, you know, playing in a crazy.
All right. Last one, and then you're going to hear this, so we're going to stop it. Who would play you in the movie of life?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a tough one. I cannot think at the moment.
Not Lisa Simpson, right?
No, probably not. But it was just kind of a funny correlation with her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have an answer in that quick of a, under the pressure, I can't think of somebody.
All right. Lisa Kelly, you're off the hot seat.
Nice. I survived.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
So that's it. That's all 9 candidates and their 2-minute drills for ForeThomasMatters.com. Of course, you can go back to ForeThomasMatters.com at the 2016 election tab at the top of the desktop version of the page. We have all of our op-eds that each of our candidates have written for us there, and all of the podcasts are there as well. For all of the 9 candidates, this is Mark Collier for Thomas Matters Radio.